We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hei Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Beis, a new Mishnah. Ve'elu dvarim sho'ev l'chav masurim, ve'in esurim esana. The following things from a goy are aser, but they're not aser esana. Number one is cholov shechol v'ev l'chavim. A cholov that was milked by a goy, ve'in esorim, and Yisrael does not watch it. You have to have cholov Yisrael, Yisrael has to watch it. So if a goy milks a cow and the Yisrael does not watch it, it is aser, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Va'pas, the bread of a goy is aser. Va'shemen, the oil shalem, and says the Gemara, Rebbe Ubezina Hatira Shemen. Lemaisa, Rebbe Ubezina came and they were matir shemen. Some have a girsa of Huda Anasi, which is Rebbe's grandson. They were matir the shemen. Va'shlokois, that means things that were cooked. V'kvashim, things that were pickled. Shadarkon. So shlokois is also because of isav shlokum. So you have pasakum. We had Shem and Akum, which they were matter. Then we had Shlokos, which is Bishl Akum. Then there's Issa on Kvashim, because they used to put wine inside it. The Kvashim, Shadakim, Lassel, Sechem, Yayim, Mechaimitz. So that's also Aser. To buy something pickled from the guy is Aser, because he might have put inside it Yayim, Mechaimitz. Avada, everything in the Gemara will discuss each type, each Issa by itself. The Tirius Trufa is cut up small fish that's cut up and it's salted. You cannot tell which one's kosher, which is not kosher. You can't buy that from them. Vitzir, if you're buying fish juice, she'in ba doga kilbis, she'tetes boy. It seems like that if it was kosher tzir, then it used to grow in it a certain organism, I guess, or some kind of thing called a kilbis, some kind of fish that grew in it. Maybe it comes from, I'm not sure what it comes from, it's a shvera musik, but it seems like the tzir itself grew a fish called a kilbis, and the kilbis itself is tame, so but you threw out the kilbis and it's fine, but that kilbis was a vase, was showed that it was kosher fish juice, so it doesn't have the kilbis, this dog of kilbis, shetetes boy, then the halach is, it's chash that maybe it's not kosher. Va'achiluk is small sardines, they can't tell the difference between that and the kosher fish, non-kosher fish, because it's so small, it doesn't have skins and fins and scales yet. V'karet shel chiltis, karet chiltis means a little piece of chiltis, which is a very sharp spice, and this is the makar for dav acharof, like we'll see in the Gemara. U'melech shal kadoinis is a sol shal kadoinis, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. All these things are real asurim, ain't asurim, asana. They're all asur and not isahana. So we have to explain the Mishnah one by one. And the Mishnah started off with Cholav Akum, then it went to Pas Akum, then to Shemen Akum, and then to Shlokos, and that will be the next few blah. Zog to Gemara. Cholav Lamay Nechashlo. What is the problem with drinking milk from a non-Jew, from a guy? What's the problem? Even Shemichlufe, if you're worried, he might have switched to a camel milk. It's very different. Camel milk or Chazir milk looks very different than cow's milk. Tar chiva, a tar milk is very white. Tomei, a tomei's milk is green, is yarek. It's a completely different. So teretz sinachos, when you get the milk, you know it's cow's milk. It's white. You're worried. Maybe really it's 90% cow's milk, but they put in 10% camel milk. Vimishem meruve, so David aitza nekem, make it into cheese and test it. Every time you buy milk from the guy, test it. Domamar. Cholov tar oimed, cholov tar meino oimed. So the Gemara says a simple etza. I buy cholov from non-Jew, make it into cheese. So Frank the Gemara, that's such a great option. Because either kabbalah l'gavina hakanami. If you need it for cheese, good. But if you want to drink it, what does it help making it into cheese? You can't drink it anymore. So what does it help the testing? Hakamayaskina, so Mara has kasha, either kabbalah l'gavina hakanami, hakamayaskina, the kabbalah l'kamcha. You needed the milk, those didn't have cereal. They used the milk for what? For kutach, for the dip called kutach. You need it for that, so it doesn't help making the cheese. Take a little bit, and make it into cheese and see if it works. So the Gemara says, it's not going to be a raya. It's not going to help. If you take a little piece and make it into cheese, there's still going to be something left over always that doesn't turn into cheese. And even if it's tar. So it's not going to be a raya one way or another if you turn into cheese. Because part of it, the tar part will turn into cheese, and the tummy part, or even tar part, will stay juice. So therefore, it's not going to be a clear raya. And the Gemara says, therefore, by same then, a fill tamer to kabay legvina, even if you need it for cheese, also won't be etza. Ika to kabay beniatri, because there'll be something left over that's not going to turn into cheese, and that might be the tummy, so you still don't know that this milk is not mixed with tummy. So, the problem with Cholav Akum is that they might have mixed non-kosher milk in it, and there's no way to test it. And therefore, Chalav Akum is Osir without Yeshua Ra'ehu. We might see more about this in Daf Lama Tess, exactly what the gather is of watching it. But in any case, Chalav Akum is Osir. Zog Tengamar write that pass. Pass Akum is Osir. Omra V'kana Omra V'yechanon Pass Li Hutra Bebezdin. Don't think that pass was Mutter Bezdin. Shemel Mishnah says Mutter Bezdin. Pass Li Hutra Bebezdin. That's what V'yechanon said. Pray Tengamar Mechlal Di'ika Ma'an Nashari. It sounds like there's someone who said it was mutter. You don't have to speak out like that passed the hutter resin if there's no tzad. It sounds like the people thought that it was mutter. Zogmar in, yes. The chiosa Rav Dimi, Omar, he said over a story like this. Pamach as yotzer Rebbe Lesoda, where everyone once was out in the fields, there was no bread there. The heavy oivit kechavim lefonov pas porni mafesaw. A guy brought him a beautiful big piece of big, huge challah made in a pas porni. That's a huge industrial oven. Mafasaw was the size of a saw, a huge challah. Omer Rebbe, kama no pasa, this is beautiful, this pass. Ma rocham lo yisra, why did chom master it? Ma rocham, pray tomorrow, what does that mean? Ma rocham shem chasnas. The reason why they asked the pass was, they shouldn't get too close to the guy. Atz chasnas, what's tomorrow's kasha? What was Rebbe's question? Ela ma rocham lo yisra besoda. His question was that why in the sod would it be also? If it's in the city, we would have our own ovens, we can make our own pass, we understand. But if you're out there in the field, you're out there on vacation somewhere, what are you supposed to do? You don't have an oven. So that's what he said. Kesuvim hit the Rebbe hapas. People thought they meant to say it's mutter. V'loyi. Rebbe hit this hapas. He just was saying that why the chum maser? He didn't say that it's mutter. So therefore, it's based on a mistake. Rav Yosef, itame Rav Shmuel Rehuda, malay kacha yimais. That wasn't a story. Elo Amru, Pamachas, Holoch Rebbe Lamakum Echot. Rebbe went to a certain place. Vero passed Dachal Talmidim. He was there, he saw that the Talmidim had a very hard time attaining pass, getting bread. Amr Rebbe, Ain't Kam Palta? There's no bakery over here? Kesurim Am Lemer Palta Evichavim. The people thought they meant to say is there's no bakery of a guy, a lot of bakery of a guy. Vuloy Am Elo Palta Yisrael. He meant to say Palta Yisrael. So if he both stories, it comes out there is no such thing as Mutter passes Mutter. It was a mistake, based on a mistake. Either a mistake where Rebbe said in the field that why didn't Chazal matter in the field, or he said no palter, he meant the palter Yisrael. Om Rav Chelboi, Afilu Mandi Yomas. Now Rav Chelboi and Rav Yechon are going to say certain things here that you have to understand. Om Rav Chelboi, Afilu Mandi Yomas palter Yichavim. Even with Mandi Yomas, it says that palter Yichavim is Mutter, Loya Maron, Ela Deleka palter Yisrael. It's only if there's no palter Yisrael. But if there's a palta Yisrael available, there's a bakery for Yisrael, you cannot have palta of Yisrael. It means even filim atir. Who are the matir? We don't know. Rabbi Yechon Amar, I fill him on the palta of Yisrael, how do you mean besoda? It's dafka besoda, where there's no shayla of chasnas at all. Ava be'ir, loy, but in the city, no. Mishum chasnas, because of chasnas. Now, what's Rabbi Yechon saying? Is he arguing? Is he adding on? There's three pshatim in the Ran, what Rabbi Yechon is saying. Pshat number one is that Rabbi Yechonon is being makel more. That Rabbi Chelboi said that's only mutter was no palti Yisrael. Zokt Rabbi Yechonon, have another hetter. Even if there's palti Yisrael, besoda's mutter. What? Even if there is a palti Yisrael, you're still allowed to buy from palti Akum, even as long as it's in the soda. So there's two ways you can be matter. Either besoda, even if it's palti Yisrael, or in the city if there's no palti Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechonon coming to make it. He's not arguing, going to make it more. Maybe he's arguing to make it more. Another pshat is that he's saying hold different thing. He doesn't hold the whole idea if there's no palti. He says, in the soda it's mutter always, and in the city it's always asher. That would be another pshat Rabbi Yechonon. A third pshat Rabbi Yechonon is that it's in machmer. He's saying the only time it's mutter when there's no palti Yisrael is only in the soda. That's a third way. It's going to be machmer. There are three ways to learn Rabbi Yechonon. And the Gemara ends off with a story, and we'll get back to Halacha Maaseh in a second. Eva, you have a mankas v'ocha pas abei mitzvi. Eva was eating pas akum abei mitzvi. He was out in the sod, that was by the border. Amalu Rav, v'tem Rav Nachman Yitzchak, lo tishtoye ba'adei de Eva. Don't talk to Eva. Daka ocha lachman dar amoyi. Because he's eating pas of a goy. Now, so we have to see exactly what that means also. But he said, don't talk to him because he's eating pas of a goy. So now, what's halacha l'mayis over here? It comes from the sugya, it sounds like, that it's also did pass akum pass palta for sure because lemaisa Rebbe was based on a mistake from Rebbe. On the other hand, Rav Chelboi Rabbi Yechonon making shakl v'tarya when you let it eat from palta akum. What's going on? Is it also a mutter? So it's a very big shaila in this. There's a Tosfos right here that talks about it, and the Ran has a big arichas in it as well. So he said, he has a kash like this, but Tamani, Dr. Ran, Heich not der apas, Heich not der apas. I feel shalpalta, even from a bakery. I feel basada. Do I call honey lishni lesnu, ela lamasha is svurim ha'om, the Rebbe hit there's a pass. Vana, no maskirim, the lohi, Rebbe li amar ala palta yisrael. It was a mistake. So he says that there's Yishalmi. And Yishalmi, it brings down that the Rebbe was matir, that they were matir also pass. The Shalmi says the Bezdin was matir pass. Also, why? Because chayi nefesh. Because he couldn't live without it. And therefore he says that therefore he says, it sounds from Agamara, that the main shaka v'tari in that is going according to the Yishalmi. But Lamaisa, he says that it's not true. The Ran says, Kach roi lemon, the full maskon, the Gemara, lo nami. So he says, Lamaisa, if it is two man the yom, it's mutter, but the shayla, how do we pass to Lamaisa? So what do we pass to Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa, we pass him that pass palter in certain cases in mutter. Shulchan Aruch, some could be based, starts off. Osu chom lechol pasho amin of his chavim, mishum chasnas. But pasha kidney is cornbread is mutter, or rice bread is mutter, not chal pas. Then in Sif Bey he says, yesh mekoymes, there are places shemakilim adava, but loichim pas v'nachtu v'chavim. There are some places that buy pas palter, but mokoym she'nachtim Yisrael, peshashas v'chak. Only if there's no other pas Yisrael available, do they buy pas akim. But then the Ramah says, yeshayim fill mokoym she'pasha omotsu shari, even mokoym she'pasha omotsu shari, they buy pas palter. Pashaval about them is definitely awesome. And that's what comes out. You have to go a little further in the halacha to see more. But what comes out, the bottom line is, it comes out like this. According to the Mechaber, pas palter is aser, but if there's no palter Yisrael, then it's mutter. So if you live in an out-of-town community where there is no bakery of Yisrael, you can buy from a bakery of Akum. The Ramah says more. It says, even if it is available and it's mutter as well, he brings down a tzad that it's mutter as well. But there is a tzad in the Rishonim that's only mutter if it's better. Only if it's better, then it's mutter. It's a tzad like that in the halacha and the Rishonim, only if it's better. Because the whole heta was at chayi nefesh. So if it's better, there will not be chayi nefesh. But if it's not better, there's no chayi nefesh, there will not be a heta. So the big shayla is, so legabe certain things, maybe it's better, but the big shayla is, the pashtas, the pretzels from pas palter is very not pashut to buy. I just want to point that out. People don't chop this. They buy Hers pretzels. Hers pretzels is not much better. I don't know if it's better at all than the kosher the pas palter Yisrael pretzels. So why would they buy the non kosher brand pretzels? Look, it's a big shiloh. It's not better. It's lav dafka better. So that's a big shiloh. They always want to make lana. No, it's pas palter. No, it's pas palter. It's not pas Yisrael.
Pas palter. What's the problem with pas palter? The kashas.
No, the Isser tomorrow.
Why are we not worried about kashrus? Because
that's all you. You would be worried, but it has the OU, it has a hechsher. The hechsher is not kosher, but the guy cooking it, baking it, pas palta, huh? Yeah, this is chastas, yeah. This is chastas. The Gemara comes.
He turns on the oven and stuff like that.
If they do, but the Hers pretzels, he turns on the oven. I know. And it's pas akim, it's pas palter. That's no shaila about it. It only passes on. They hold, like the shittas to hold, like the Ramah says, that even where you can find pas Yisrael, you can buy also, that's the old. But if you live somewhere out of town, then it's not a problem. So if you go on vacation, you need hamburger buns, you can buy the non-kosher brand that has OU hamburger buns. It's not pas Yisrael. Teretz is on the road, then it's mutas. No palti Yisrael available. That's what the shal is. There are some makel, even if you have mamish, the palti Yisrael also, you still can buy it. The Ramah says, Yashamim, there could be you can make it, but it's not pashut. Someone should look into the shayla before they buy it. They look at the shayla, they come out to mutter 100%, that's not a problem.